Okay, next question. I understand a lot of the behavioral implementation, however, the most important part is the tone and transmitting of your love to someone else. I can't seem to grasp that. I love my kids. I didn't have that immediate love for them at birth, or at least not initially, because both births of my children were traumatic, and they were ripped away from me before I ever got to hold them. My son, the 3.5-year-old, was a C-section, and they were afraid he had swine flu, H1N1, not just a little overwhelmed, super stressed, and chose to let them induce me when I didn't feel ready. I didn't leave it in God's hands. They wouldn't let me hold him for 4 hours, and my daughter, 14 months old, I did the other extreme, prayed tons and tons, had a VBAC, vaginal birth after cesarean, all natural with no medication, and I lost a lot of blood, but my daughter had a popped lung, so they took her immediately to the baby care facility. So I had to wait a couple of days before I could even hold her. How do you feel love? Is it the same as feel the spirit? That warmness or expanding feeling of your heart? How often do you really feel that emotion or physical feeling for your kids? Do you just need to say, I love you to them more often? And in my mind, think, I really love them. Or say it and try to feel it at the same time. I feel loved most when I'm hugged or told nice things, physical and words of affirmation. But unconditional love, you are just supposed to love them even if they did it or whatever. I gain love by serving and not being selfish, by being selfless, giving. What steps do you go through to find... Oh, this is a new question. Let's just read it. What steps did you go through to find your mission? And I want to know what my mission is. And prayer, I assume, is pretty high up there on the priority list. However, I'm not really sure what other questions I should be asking myself. I know things I need to fix, and I have always wanted to teach and learn. Any thoughts would be great. Okay, so let's talk about the first question about how to feel love. Love is one of the hardest things to describe in the world. It's just so difficult to describe. And what I saw you trying to do in this question is trying to describe love. Is it like the spirit? Do you feel something inside you that happens? How do I know physically I'm feeling love? How do I know emotionally? Or is it spiritual? Am I focusing on the wrong thing? You know, you trying to decide and determine where it is that love comes from. Love actually is a spiritual thing, really, more than anything else. If it's a physical thing, it could be called affection. It could be called, there's all kinds of, you know, other sensual type terms that people could use for physical type love, attraction maybe, or you know, something like that. But it is actually a spiritual thing. It is a spirit-to-spirit kind of a thing where the spirit inside of one person is connected and bonded to the spirit inside of another person. And it might not be something where every single minute of the day you are like enraptured with this feeling of connection toward a person. I will tell you one thing you can do to make it more often, though, and that is to look at the person. Really look at the person. Slow down. Look into their eyes. That's the window of their soul. You know, I always explain to everybody that we have the children look at the person so that they are able to say, okay, I'm ready. I can look at you. I respect you. I'm ready to be taught. But it's also just as much for us. We look at them. We look at the person. And we see inside their soul. It's beautiful. Anyway, also be slower. Take some time to slow down. Take time to watch and to think deeply about the person. Praise is also a beautiful thing. That's a way to start helping yourself falling in love. I want to describe love in my way. Okay, this is how I feel love. And I feel it by looking at the person. And I feel it by, looking into them as well as just watching them. Slowing down and participating and watching what they do. But love to me is deep appreciation and gratitude. I appreciate that person. I appreciate my opportunity to be with that person. I appreciate that God gave me that person. Sometimes recognizing the origin of where that person came from is actually where your love can be rooted. And I know that certainly when I watch my children, when I watch them write little phonetic things spelled all wrong, you know, and I go, wow, look at them learning. This is so awesome. They wrote a letter to Grandma that she will have to call me to understand. This is cool, you know? Or maybe I look at them and I see them studying so hard, taking so many notes, doing LSAT problems and, you know, really pushing themselves. And I think, wow, look at the man he's becoming. Look who it is that God intends him to be. And I feel gratitude to be able to be in his presence with all of his faults and everything. And I feel appreciation for the fact that I got to see that moment. I see his value. I see his potential. And when I see those things, I feel connected to him. That feeling of connection is the feeling of love. That's how I describe love. And it's very much an action, if you can see. It's this time where I take the moment to look at the person in a really deep way. When I take that moment to say, whoa, look who God made you to be. Natalie, we're going to have a separate call about the mission question. Are you okay with that? You still there?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, because we were going to talk about this on a separate call, and I really think that just you and I need to talk about that and have a special mentor call, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, and if it's, you know, enough interest for everybody else, maybe we can have a big call about it, but I think that we probably want to be more personal when we're talking about your mission.
Thank you for your definition on love. That was beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome. You are so welcome.